The campaign ahead of the Czech presidential election's second round has heated up following remarks by one of the candidates, Karel Schwarzenberg, about the so-called Beneš decrees. Mr. Schwarzenberg's denouncement of post-war legislation, which sanctioned the expulsions of ethnic Germans, prompted an attack by his rival for the post, Miloš Zeman. The outgoing president, Václav Klaus, has also weighed in, openly criticizing Mr. Schwarzenberg's position. Jan Richter has the details.
Karel Schwarzenberg's remarks about the controversial Beneš decrees could be the aristocratic foreign minister's biggest mistake in his presidential campaign yet. In a Czech TV debate with his rival, Mr. Schwarzenberg expressed his view that the decrees issued after the Second World War by Czechoslovakia's president Edvard Beneš were invalid, and added a comment on how the move would be perceived today.
Benešovy dekrety už neplatí 20 let.
The Beneš decrees haven't been valid for 20 years. When the Charter of Fundamental Rights and Basic Freedoms was incorporated in the Czech Constitution, the decrees became invalid. What we committed in 1945 would be today considered a grave violation of human rights, and the Czechoslovak government, along with President Beneš, would have found themselves in The Hague.
Despite having expressed a similar opinion of the decree's validity in the past, Miloš Zeman immediately pounced on his rival, accusing him of speaking like a Sudeten German, not like a president. On Saturday, President Václav Klaus also weighed in on the dispute in this comment to TV Prima.
The remarks made by one of the candidates about the Beneš decrees and that the second president of Czechoslovakia would have been tried at the International Court of Justice have led me to get involved. I consider these remarks and these attitudes as scornful of Czech history, and as a Czech, I feel threatened by them.
Mr. Klaus's comment came just days after his wife, Livia Klausová, openly supported Miloš Zeman for president. Referring to Mr. Schwarzenberg's wife, Therese, who is Austrian and does not speak Czech, Ms. Klausová said she didn't want the next First Lady to only speak German. For Czech society, the Beneš decrees have long been an issue. Many see them as an act of injustice which applied the principle of collective guilt to the entire 3.5 million strong German-speaking community of Czechoslovakia. But some believe any admission of them being invalid might lead to demands for property restitution by the ex-police and their descendants. Jiří Přibáň is a professor of law at Cardiff University in the UK.
Symbolically, of course, they still play an important role in the post-war self-reflection of the Czech nation, and very often they are taken as a safeguard against the big German neighbor. On the other hand, if you look at the legal force, clearly the Beneš decrees are what we may call dead letter law. So they cannot be enforced now, obviously, but they are still part of the Czech legal system.
On Sunday, Karel Schwarzenberg struck back, launching an attack against both Miloš Zeman and Václav Klaus. For years, Mr. Schwarzenberg said, they pretended to wage an ideological conflict from the positions of right and left, but it has now become obvious that they are part of the same power group and have intentionally deceived voters. Karel Schwarzenberg and Miloš Zeman are set to take part in another four major debates before the polling stations open on Friday for the second round of the presidential election. That should provide enough space for both candidates to clarify their views on this sensitive issue, and for voters to gauge which of them would better defend the country's interests as president.
Jan Richter with that report.